the intensity of federal immigration enforcement has Eureka residents on edge, and they want to know how the city's police department will respond if the feds show up. The actions of federal policing agencies and how to deal with them was the focus of a public comment period during the January 27th meeting of Eureka's Board of Community Oversight of Police Practices. More than a dozen speakers told the board they're frightened and disgusted by the way federal agencies like Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Customs and Border Patrol are conducting themselves. Of high concern are detentions and aggressive response to protests and observation attempts. A member of the local chapter of the nationwide Indivisible organization said, quote, "We need to have some communication in order to ensure that that kind of thing doesn't happen." Another member of the group said ICE is carrying out domestic terrorism and expressed the fear and paranoia people are feeling.
I'm here to respectfully ask that we start a very proactive, positive conversation with the EPD so that we can get an understanding as the Eureka community and Humboldt County as a larger community, what we can expect from the EPD and how will they protect us as a community. I've heard just recently through a tweet that we should all be carrying our papers. What does that mean? This is the United States of America. And so I wouldn't even know, you know, if I go traveling to another country, you keep your passport as a prized possession and you hide it. These are things you don't want someone to just get a hold of. I can't tell my kids, oh, walk around with your passport. Well, you know, that's just insanity. My kids have Hispanic last names. Are they going to get pulled over just because they have a Hispanic last name and then get taken away and sent off to some detention center to be terrorized and treated just, you know, horrifically? If anyone's watching the news, they're seeing this stuff happen day in, day out, all day long, and it is terrifying.
Although the Eureka Police Department's history includes use of force and conduct controversies, it's now well regarded, and several speakers said they have a lot of respect for it. But they questioned whether local police will provide protection if federal officers attack them, saying, quote, "People are being executed on our streets for all to see." A speaker implored the city to, quote, "work out police policies now to help protect us all from the crimes of ICE when they arrive." Brian Terry, who described himself as a 37-year-old Roman Catholic nurse, said protesters also need Eureka police to tell them what they should do to avoid danger.
When I first moved to Humboldt, one thing I was told repeatedly, the one thing everyone in Humboldt County has in common is that we all love to protest. And I think seeing people out in front of that courthouse every day for the last 15 years like I have really brought that point home to me. There are going to be protests on both sides. And we really need to know what we can do to keep ourselves, keep each other, keep our community members safe. Because, like it was said previously, a beautiful thing about Humboldt is that we live in a bubble, but we can no longer pretend that this is not going to come here. And we need to be prepared. Because I think a lot of people in our community are afraid that this will escalate. And I think just what's really important to us as a community is communication between us and law enforcement so that we're all on the same page and we know what to expect of each other.
After the public comment period, board member Lawrence Givener read a statement, quote, "expressing my concern regarding the events unfolding in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and other places," and he backed up the public comment about egregious federal enforcement.
"Authorized only with finding and detaining undocumented immigrants. They act with impunity, violently profiling, targeting, and assaulting men, women, and children without reasonable suspicion, probable cause, or judicial warrant. Sometimes citing a vague federal statute ostensibly prohibiting impeding a federal official. People have been injured and killed. Shielded by the current federal administration, they claim absolute immunity from oversight or accountability."
given or said city police should report egregious federal actions as critical incidents to the board and county and state law enforcement agencies. Board member Raul Torres agreed that the community should be informed on how police would respond to federal operations. City manager Miles Slattery said there are discussions about putting out some information and, quote, there will be more information coming up. Slattery noted the oversight board's limited scope, but Torres vouched for a future agenda item on the interface between federal and local policing. In an informal thumbs-up vote, other board members supported agendizing the discussion for a near-future meeting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.